Good afternoon. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. We've got ghosts in the studio.
From
there
the ghost
are
ship?
Ghosts. There
got
are
stars
ghosts
in my
here.
Hotel.
I got spurs that jingle, jangle, jingle. I got radio executives I want to shoot in the head. I like my former business, but it makes me kind of queasy, and I wish that some of those people were quite dead. Anyway.
Nicely,
no.
Nicely done.
Anybody that gets new positions and new jobs and elevates and no. When friends get tossed out and enemies get moved up, you know, you just say to yourself, I'm glad I'm in the living room. Mm-hmm. Yeah, glad I'm in the safety of the living room.
We've seen it before, Sheriff Brody.
Right. I really enjoy doing this show. I said this on the stage of the State Theater. Or as Carla told me yesterday, you could do more. Anyway, no, that's another story.
I had a dream about her last night.
It was Hey!
Wow, that's something else.
Care to elaborate on it?
Please, leave nothing out.
I don't know why.
I had a vignette planned and everything. We were going to open presents. That can wait.
Yeah.
Tell us about your dream, Anna.
So I have. I don't usually have dreams about any women. Period. Maybe once in a
usually
while.
Usually just Todd.
Todd. Yeah.
No. I had a dream about Shannon like a week ago.
Eric Veronica.
but I've never had a dream about anybody's wife in this room.
You might want to think about a lotion.
Or a higher thread count.
We were vacationing at a lodge. And so you were there as well, Mike.
You and Carla were vacationing at a lodge?
No.
Rob, don't interrupt.
Please.
I'm riveted.
I just want to be perfectly clear.
I'm riveted to this. So I was there?
You were there.
With her as my wife?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
But I was there single. Mm-hmm. I was the third wheel. Right. And
were you wearing a medallion?
No. We were going hunting. That's why I know it was a dream. I'm just being God honest truth. Like, it's
interesting.
Not wild game. I think it was
long rifles.
No, I don't remember seeing
radio
the firearms.
Executives.
Bolivian muskrats.
And you and Carla got into a fight.
Oh no.
Well, this was no dream.
Oscar was sleeping in the living room.
So you were there alone.
Yeah, and
was it just the three of us?
It was just the three of us.
Oh, that's what could possibly go wrong?
You storm out.
Yes.
And no, he storms out.
Yes.
Have you ever stormed out before?
Stormed out where?
Of a home, of a place.
I've stormed out of everywhere in my life.
That's how he leaves.
The only thing I don't storm off of is radio shows.
Okay.
Because that's the code. The code with radio shows is you don't storm out.
Right.
You finish it.
David Haynes did it like once early in my career. Don and I got on his ass so much, I said, I never want that to be me. I've thought about it, though. Haven't we all thought about like walking out? I know Buzz has. But anyway, I mean, it's just you want to sometimes. So what else happened?
Yeah. I don't even know why I brought this up, because I was like, I'm not even going to bring this up.
Yeah, it's probably a big mistake.
Meanwhile, at the lodge. I don't know what to do with him. Mike is just so unreasonable. This is ridiculous. And,
so,
you know, I think what it is that he's tired and he's fat. And
he's not like you, that gets up.
Get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and you run to the Washington Monument and back, and then you go to what's that place he goes to?
Earthwalk.
No, what's the place he works out at?
Cherry Blossoms?
No, what's the
CrossFit?
CrossFit.
And then you go to CrossFit and you work out at CrossFit and you eat right and you don't really eat right. But then you always eat the candy that I leave out for you during the holiday season.
Lean, solid body.
Maybe, Carla, you would like to go to CrossFit with me.
That's Rob.
We are alone at the lodge now. He stormed off. That was not right.
How come you have turned how come you have turned Oscar Santana into the guys that are painting the house outside?
You see,
right,
I am not a cunning mimic as you are, so I have to go to the well with what I've got.
So how did the date end, just out of curiosity?
I'm not going to lie to you.
I don't know if I want to hear this.
Leave nothing
All right,
out.
Here's the thing. Whatever you're going to say, I want you to say it in as vague term as possible.
Yes.
Thank you.
She may have made advances.
Oh, she made advances.
Yes.
That's right. Keep
and
it that
I
way.
Denied
right.
them.
Mm-hmm.
Please stop.
Really?
And she may have been upset.
Really?
Yes.
And then did you laugh?
Well, sure.
No, and then I woke up.
RJ, go get my phone out of the kitchen.
Oh, dear. Yeah, because what
get
was
my phone out of the
it's
what was
just a dream.
What was Carla Sorry. Dreaming last night?
I don't know.
It's just
wow.
Learning how to get rid of me.
Awkward.
I said no.
I appreciate your thought, but I am going back to my room now. I have to get up early for the hunt.
Did you feel fear?
No, I felt loyalty.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes. That is
that's nice.
Nice.
I don't
it's
know
a
why
good
I
save.
Like that one or not.
Well, I wasn't going
to
bring it
the
up.
The saying no thing, is that hard to do?
Right, I might have left the phone upstairs. I'm not sure. Yeah. Twinkle toes.
Probably for the best.
There you go. Was it in the kitchen?
Are we really?
Yeah, I didn't
call
leave it upstairs.
Right,
it was RJ.
This is awkward.
All right, hold on just a second.
It's a King Henry laugh.
I had to close the doors, Mike, because someone left them all wide open.
Yeah.
In that same vein, I had a dream about Shannon last week, and we opened a healthy cupcake place. I
mean, healthy cupcakes.
What is that about?
That's very interesting.
High fiber chocolate.
Yeah, I don't know if you can make a healthy cupcake.
That's really not a good dream. It's a bad dream.
You probably
bad
could, dream. But yeah. Nobody wants it.
Hopefully she doesn't answer.
These frosting is dry.
At least I know how to eat a cupcake.
You're good. Yeah, there it is.
Hello?
Mm. A faint ring.
Maybe the volume?
Hey, one second, okay?
Well.
No, what? I'm on the show.
She'll be right with you, Mike.
Oh, what's going on?
Oscar had a sex dream about you.
He did not.
He did. He just told the story that you and I were at a we were at a hunting lodge, and you and I had a huge fight, and I stormed out, and then you made advances towards Oscar.
Oh, I made advances.
You made you made advances. Yeah, in the dream.
Did we have sex?
What's that? Did that? No. He said he rebuffed you.
And denied. She got upset.
Oh,
and you got and you got upset.
You're all very disappointed in your dream.
Right.
I am blushing over here.
Right.
Oh.
You know we had sex.
Yeah, no.
I'm not telling you that.
Dear.
No, you didn't. So I just...
Now, Carla, did she have any dreams?
I promise.
Carla, did you have any dreams last night?
No, actually, I didn't. I was tired. I dreamed of Jimmy.
What? Oh yeah, yeah. Jimmy Cerrito. Jimmy Cerrito. I don't know what happened, but 2:15, Carla gets a call on her cell phone from Jimmy Cerrito.
Well, sure.
And then Jimmy said he dialed it accidentally.
Uh-huh. Sure he did.
Drunk dial.
Yeah. All right. Go back to work, honey. Support me in the manner to which I'd like to become accustomed. There she goes.
That's a yes.
Hi, Carla.
So that's the theme we've been on.
It's Jimmy.
You don't
Michael
do anything. Anyway, you don't do anything. You just work for, like, what do you work, 9:30 to 1:30?
Uh-huh. Can I say something real quick to that?
Yes.
I think that the people closest to us don't, because we do it so well.
Yes.
And we do it so often.
Yes.
They disrespect what it takes to do what we do.
They do.
Never
I
noticed.
Agree.
I never
I
noticed
agree.
That.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
You never noticed that. I'm going to go to Jimmy's text, see what he said. Yeah,
God love him. They disrespect
Well,
it.
The other thing is, it's because we have so much fun doing it that they can't understand
it
that this is
like,
actually work.
It doesn't look
doing.
Like work,
and
right.
And also, maybe they're just not bright enough.
Yeah,
Rob.
Well, exactly. Some of them.
Exactly.
Maybe. I would love to get.
Hi, Carla. Okay. Hi, this was sent at 9:19 a.m. This is after 2:15. Hi, Carla. I accidentally dialed your number around 2 a.m. I apologize and hope I didn't wake you or Mike. Or Mike in your separate rooms. Mo and I had a... No, we were in the same room. Mo and I had a blast Saturday night. Thank you. So, Jimmy, he's a bar owner. That's like 7 o'clock.
Carla's separate bedroom, or as we call it, the lodge.
But wouldn't it be amazing to get all our significant others in a room and have them try to do what we do?
Yes.
Yes.
Just to show them.
Yes, that would be a challenge.
You know what? It wouldn't be amazing. It would be painful.
It would be really, painful for us.
Really bad.
Well, I'm not going to put myself through that.
No.
I'm not going to put myself through that kind of anxiety.
Good idea. No. Right. Good thinking.
Because, you know, the next stage would be, well, we'll do it, but we need wine.
Uh-huh. No.
Right? And then it turns in. I mean, I don't mind when we do the shows when they're close by and we can control the agenda.
That's the key word.
Because we're just one glass of wine away from blah, 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 blah.
And you know what he does? And then he takes it and then he peed into a wine glass and threw it on the dog.
Anyway, let's say, no, I never did that.
No,
I never did that.
Where'd that come from?
That's a better dream.
That is a better dream.
That's better than healthy cupcakes.
Rob, should we open up gifts?
Yes, you want to? We got a lovely box at the mailing address.
This came
yesterday.
To Spiewak and Associates.
Package hath arrived.
Has a letter here.
It's heavy.
It's like a lot of letter writing. It says, Mike, Rob, Buzz, Oscar, RJ, and Mark. Just wanted to say thanks for being there. You have read other letters in the past about how much you guys have helped people through bad times in their lives. Mm-hmm. I am one of those people. Mm. When I lost my little brother, that's tough, last year, you were there. 1 hour at a time to give me an escape. Laughter can be great medicine, and I can't thank you enough. I will try, though, with a gift of alcohol.
Yay! Well, nice. No wonder it's heavy.
I included the Iowa City real estate listings for Rob.
Thank you.
Now he can make appointments in advance and not just waste any time. Right. There's also a special gift for Mike just to show not all Soviet websites are scams.
Interesting.
Oh.
Mm. Well, I wonder what that could be.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to get excited. I'm not going to get happy. Remember, yeah, what's my rule?
Don't get happy. Don't get happy. Don't get happy.
Your here. Other rule is never storm out of a lodge.
All right, or go hunting. All right, with me.
Do we know whose is whose?
No, but I can guess who that one is
this
for.
This is Padron for Oscar?
I would think it would be for Oscar.
Padron tequila?
Thank you.
All right, very good.
Ah, very nice.
Thank you.
I like a good tequila.
Appreciate that. That's very kind. Nice. That's quality.
Well, we can negotiate these.
Oh, yeah, no, I was just chiming in. Yeah,
luckily, I don't drink.
What do we have here? This is Chateau Pomari.
What is it?
Pomegranate liqueur. I'll take that one.
That is a beautiful bottle.
You can have that. It is a crazy bottle.
Carla likes
crazy. It's wild, I want to tell you.
Yeah, it's bananas, right?
Wild stuff. All right, we have
for the birds.
Jack Daniel's single barrel.
I think that would be mine.
Give the tequila to Buzz.
Yeah.
And give that,
maybe
that
RJ get the tequila.
Maybe. Well, let's just see what we come
what
up with.
In other words, you want that tequila.
Oh, not necessarily. No, we can divvy it up at the end. Maybe there's vodka in there.
You know
and
what?
If there is, I'll take that.
If Buzz wants booze, give Buzz the booze.
For some reason, this is an autographed copy of a bottle.
Oh, that's awesome.
Wow, how cool.
Yeah.
Who autographed?
Iowa
Jack
Ridge
Daniels.
Iowa Bourbon Whiskey, Rob.
Oh, yeah, that smells like me.
Iowa Bourbon Whiskey.
That's a nice.
For you.
These are cool bottles.
Yeah.
Short and stubby.
Oh, from barrel number 73. I've heard that's a good one.
All right.
Don't.
And I guess he got this from a Soviet website?
Maybe.
That must be it. Unless there's something else in the box.
I don't think there's a lot of Soviet websites selling Iowa bourbon.
I'll take this.
What is that?
What you got?
Nothing.
Not Templeton High.
You jerk.
Nothing, Rob.
What a jerk. Oh.
Rob already has his.
Very nice.
I'm going to storm out.
Oh, that's good.
Very good.
Daddy likes
very
that.
Good.
Maybe
very
good. That's good stuff.
He turns his head for a minute.
And I think that's it. I think that's everything.
RJ, you can have the tequila.
Nice. It's
all yours.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait, no, there is a watch.
Wait, there's more.
Oh, it's
a watch.
Oh, my God.
It's a watch.
What is
it? It's a watch.
It's a watch of some kind.
And like all good watches, it comes in a Ziploc bag.
Right, right.
With a broken band.
With a broken band. This is a cheaper Rolex.
Does anybody want this Jack Daniels?
RJ, you want this?
Okay, there you go.
Here, take that.
It's not that I don't want it.
You should have that. That's good high class stuff.
Yeah, but if it's not that I don't want it, guys. But right now in my fridge, because it was just my birthday, there's like 6 bottles of Jack.
Oh.
I don't need that much.
Yeah, but what about next week?
I feel the same way about Irish whiskey when you get, everybody gives you Irish whiskey.
Right.
I'll keep this because it was a present. I'll bring you one of the other bottles, the cartoon size ones, and you can have that one.
This is next to Irish whiskey. That is a very cheap watch.
But the Spiewak family motto is it doesn't go bad.
I understand that, but I can't be drinking as
next to Irish whiskey. This is this is just ducky.
Someone take a picture of Mike holding the
bottle.
He
looks so happy.
When he said booze from Iowa, all I was thinking was this. If this is there, this stuff is. This is so unique and so amazing. I really I like it.
Will you take a picture of it? It's like a family photo.
I'm such a lush God.
No, Mike. This is a rare
next to a bottle of booze. that make me legitimately happy. That's a problem.
The thing that makes that photo rare is the bottle is full.
That's true. Small batch rye whiskey, and it's got Al Capone on the cover.
What was this?
I always liked that. This was Al Capone's favorite whiskey.
What was this gentleman's name again? That sent this over.
Oh God, this guy's
was it Ryan Eckhoff?
Ryan Eckhoff.
Thank you, Ryan.
Ryan Eckhoff.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you so much, sorry for your loss, my friend, and I'm glad we were able to give you a little smile there. That's it. I like that, and I can say to everybody who wants my whiskey, S-A-D, everybody.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
You know something, Junior? You don't know how to run your plate. You're 32 years old, you don't know how to run your plate. The omelet is supposed to come out even with the bread.
Tony, I don't want all that bread. You made me too much bread. You always make me too much bread.
And you don't even dip your bread. I made the omelet nice and soft in the middle so you could dip your bread.
Get out of my eggs.
A little bit of hot pepper on it.
You stop putting hot pepper on my eggs?
You don't even butter your bread. Look, no jelly? Here, this nice jelly Antoinette made. Apricot and pineapple. Oh, nice. Here.
I told you I don't want that much bread. Don't you understand? I've been telling you that for 100 years. You love bread. I don't love bread. I like bread. Don't you understand I gotta watch my weight? Didn't you learn anything from Salvatore? 39 the man was. 39 years old and he's dead? Dead, Dom. And that killed him.
Coming to you live from Mike O'Mara's living room studio in the historic radio district of Manassas, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
You know, I was thinking before the show at the State Theater that we say from his couch, but it's about 2 months ago, I really kind of commandeered, after my knee surgery, about 4 months
four
ago.
Months ago,
I commandeered Buzz's easy chair over here.
You want to update
your
the copy?
Live from his
easy chair. His settee?
Yeah, I don't know.
Davenport?
You know what? There are a lot of priorities we
his
can
throne?
Take care of.
I don't know.
Live from the Cappy Viper Studios, it's America's most beloved podcast, The Mike O'Mara Show. We are downloaded more than 13 million times, and we're heard in 150 countries worldwide.
Hey, we did it.
I don't know. Angel says 149. 718-506-1625. That's our phone number. There was somebody that called yesterday, and we never got to her, and I want to apologize.
Yeah.
I was meaning to get to you, and I never did, so sorry about that. Our show today is brought to you by
Encore
Insurance Services, LLC. Even if you already have life insurance, you might be paying too much.
Encore
may be able to help. For a free quote, visit smartterm.com or call 866-347-5748. I like to do that once in a while.
I like that.
They'll compare rates to help you save licensing and disclaimer info at smartterm.com.
Encore.
I don't know why I'm messing their copy up. They'll compare rates to help you save. Licensing and disclaimer info is at smartterm.com.
Encore.
Insurance services. We love Encore.
The best.
Who's our guy over at Encore?
John.
John?
Yeah, he doesn't want his name, but his first name. His first name's fine.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. John.
Right. There we go.
John Core.
Well, anyway, we're delighted to be associated with Encore. On the program today, lots to go over, including the state of Dallas, the city of Dallas, Texas, and the surrounding areas with in my humble opinion, probably the greatest tornado video I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah,
I don't think anybody's ever, and I mean, I have always known, everybody knows the destructive power of tornadoes, and you see the funnel clouds, you see, but nothing ever demonstrated the power.
You've never seen a flying tractor trailer
before. Makes you feel tiny, doesn't it?
I always thought Twister, the movie Twister from 20 years ago, 30 years ago?
25
years ago. We were down in Universal Studios, and I took Carla into the Twister ride because there's no line, because Twister is 400 years old.
Yeah, there's one ride with a short line. That's the taxi driver line.
And you see a cow floating through the air. Uh-huh. And always intellectually, I have said to myself, well, that's not possible.
Right.
Yeah, it doesn't lift things up and transport.
Right.
Well, yeah, it does.
Now we've seen it with our own eyes.
Like toys.
A tractor, trailer, trucks.
We are but specks.
Like it was nothing.
Unreal. And I want to talk about it at length in a second here.
Twister, 1996.
So
what is that? 17 years.
17 years ago. Seems a lot older. The technology in that movie is. We got Rick Santorum. Almost about to say bye-bye, I
believe. I would think so.
And thank God for one reason. I'll tell you about that. next big thing that I want to talk about for the show, Marion Barry's tweeting.
Yes.
Has anybody read about that
I've heard about it vaguely.
Okay.
Yeah.
And let me see. And well, I covered this before the show started. Is Carla having an affair with Jimmy Cerrito?
No. Or Oscar Santana.
No. And Caps backs to the wall. I'm going to be going out with my buddy Fried to see the game on Thursday. And,
do we know of Fried?
You might know them.
Yeah,
You know him if you get stopped by anybody on the motor squad.
Oh, I understand.
County.
Okay.
My great tradition of only socializing with police.
So I probably
it's a
know him then.
It's name, not an adjective.
I love cops. You know that. And last night, I for some reason I went on the intranets to check the Buffalo Sabres because they're fighting with the Capitals.
They're tied, right?
And the Capitals.
And besides, your wife is having an affair with one of the biggest Buffalo fans in town,
Jimmy Cerrito.
Right.
And Jimmy and I have a pie bet.
That's right.
If the Buffalo Sabres beat the Caps out for a playoff spot, so I'm very, very interested.
Sure.
So I see online. Sometimes when you're checking a sports score online, it is like a Rubik's Cube.
Oh, it's
trying to find dates and everything. Because it's the land of nerd sports names.
It's the word you don't get to use very often. It's tortuous. It is like a winding road.
It's like, wait,
you
was
can't
this?
Get there.
And they had back-to-back games with Toronto. So I'm sitting there trying to, is this?
Yeah, which game?
I said, and it looked to me, I said, oh, it looks to me like they lost 4-3. And then it's like, okay, kind of easy for the Caps. Okay, not a big game. And then I go to the NHL Network to see highlights.
My favorite channel.
This amazing comeback by Buffalo where they come back and they win the game in overtime. 5-5. And Buffalo now is tied with the Washington Capitals, who now really have to win their last two games.
Buffalo, I thought, had already secured a playoff.
No. Okay. Neither the Buffalo Sabres nor the Washington.
Neither
the Buffalo Sabres nor the Washington Capitals have secured a playoff spot.
Could they both be eliminated from playoff contention? Or does one or the other have to go?
At this point, probably not. Okay. I'm not sure, though.
It's a little late in the game, but there are some apps. The NHL has an app, and the Capitals have an app.
Right.
That you can actually check your score right on your phone.
Here's my problem with sports. I no longer take the regular newspaper. I do all my news reading online. Yeah. I do it all online,
and
so
your fingers stay sparkling clean.
Some of it. I do some of it.
Wow.
Boston Globe, for example, which is the paper I read every day, I don't pay for. Mm-hmm. I'm just in their database.
Yes.
That's how that works, and so I don't pay close attention to it. But it's looking like this game I'm going to be at on a Thursday night is going to be another one where they've had their backs to the wall, mm-hmm. and you know they really step up.
Yeah, well, they always have.
See, Buffalo comes back and wins the game in overtime.
Well, they're back to do a corner.
We'll see what happens. I don't know. I think this team is, like I said it before, an abusive spouse to me.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
I keep coming back for more. I know I'm going to get kicked in the balls.
How many times this season have you slammed the door on them?
I think
it seems like four times.
How many games
this
have
season?
You stormed out of?
I told you the other night that I had the post for Facebook ready to go.
Yeah, mm-hmm. ready.
Until they went to overtime and then won in a shootout, and I was like,
I'm back in.
Never mind.
In, baby, in.
But not back in any enthusiastic way.
Right,
it's like they're just going to screw me at some point down the road. Right. Like, well, really, I mean, that they're the only team in our nation's capital that I came down to this area and immediately adopted.
Sure.
And I feel for the Washington sports fan. I mean, Mark is you're a D.C. sports fan.
Yeah, I am.
Born and raised, you love all the teams here.
He loves the Bullets.
And, I mean, it's just been really, really a land of suck.
Yeah, there's nobody to really cheer for to be
it's
excited
horrible.
About.
Right.
They've got new uniforms in the NFL.
Yeah, now I didn't see the new
Haven't
uniforms
seen the new
yet.
Skins uniform.
Have you seen the new Redskins uniform?
It's funny because this has been happening for the last 2 years because Nike's basically taking over the contract for Reebok. And Reebok has been doing all the NFL uniforms.
Okay.
So Nike now has the contract and they can put together whatever uniforms they want.
Right.
And they look great, but I wasn't wowed by them. They look awesome compared to...
How different are they?
Yeah, a little while ago they went to a darker burgundy.
Yes.
Are they going
with
that?
The beautiful thing about what Nike does, and you've seen it in their college sports because they have a lot of contracts, especially University of Oregon. Oregon has a new uniform every time they walk out
on the
field.
Which is kind of cool.
Well, that's about merchandising.
So Maryland was kind of doing the same thing.
With Under Armour.
Right.
And what's nice about Nike is that those same eyes and all experimenting they've been doing in college, they can bring it to the pros.
I hate toil.
And
I know you do.
That's right.
And they look slick.
We'll get to you in a minute.
They look slick and they look modern, which is
right.
Nice.
Cool.
Well, that's
all
good.
All the teams. Wait till you see the Patriots.
I hope the team can tweak it.
The
Patriots have
great as well.
Really, they've upgraded the Giants and
the
Patriots.
It's the whole league. They're all going to have new Nike uniforms.
I look forward to taking a peek at that, but it's very frustrating.
It's going to be expensive.
That is one of the mock-ups.
Oh
right there.
No!
That's the Redskins mock-up.
Yeah.
Too yellow.
It looks like 1930.
Too yellow.
They also have a black one, which looks
that might
amazing.
Look nice.
The black one looks amazing.
Well, sure. Who doesn't think Redskins and think black uniform?
I do not like the gold jerseys.
Well, it's a bad gold. It's too yellow.
Yeah.
They haven't decided.
I'm
sorry.
You're sounding like Jesse Ventura again today.
Jesse Ventura.
Well, I don't understand why.
Now, some of the official ones that are out there, there's one that's actually, the black ones would be a one-off for like a blackout game, I imagine.
Can I see the?
But there's other uniforms.
Is that the black one?
That's the black one, and he's right.
I love the helmet, though.
And the helmet has the XL size emblem on it.
I like the helmet.
That's pretty good.
Different designs that they have out there. And
that's modern. Can you go to the Giants?
It looks like
let
the Falcons, though, because it's black.
Go to my New York Giants. Let's see that. I'd like to take a peek at that.
I got
to
do a Google.
A gander at that one. You know, I'll do this before we go. No, I'm going to wait till we come back from the break, because that deserves a good long segment with you.
See.
It's about your birthdays again. I'm gonna say what I got on my news feed when I picked it up this morning. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll look at the jersey.
Birthdays.
When we come back, we're going to talk to Rob Spiewak about, what does he send, robo-Facebook messages out to people?
Oh, his birthday messages.
It's ridiculous. We'll be right back.
The man in the Mac said, you've got to go back. You know they didn't even give us
Christ, you know it ain't easy.
Shock jock.
Our second segment is brought to you by Mandy Sroka Photography. Took some beautiful shots of our show at the State Theater, specializing in capturing life. She helped capture our live stage show, and she can capture your life as well, from maternity to babies, kids, couples, and families. Like her work on Facebook. Let me tell you something. We've learned over the years. We're broadcast professionals. We have learned that you really can't do it on your own. You need these pros to do it.
Yep.
And when you have pros like Mandy and Tab working on our photos, really just an amazing bunch of shots.
If you have any doubt, just click her on Facebook and look at some of the, they made us look decent.
And go to Mandy's website, in fact, to see
Mandy
some of her shots.
Sroka, that's Mandy Sroka, Sroka photography.com, and you can see an example of her work there. So did you get the Giants one?
I do. I don't know that you're going to be happy with
it. Okay, let's take a peek.
They're weird.
They're weird. And the and what's funny is the Redskins has the supersized logo on their helmet, where the Giants, it seems smaller.
Seems like they shrunk it.
Can I see that? Yeah, that is that is the updated version.
But you know that looks more traditional than any of the other ones.
I think it's slick.
All of them, I like that one best.
I don't like it right now, and I will withhold final judgment until I see them in
the final product.
It seems to me that they're kind of, believe it or not, I know it's nothing like that, but it seems like they're doing that throwback thing again. You know, with that
the yellow Redskins thing definitely looks like Sammy Baugh.
Yeah, it does. It's really
cool. The Giants look like Power Rangers now.
Right.
Yeah.
Mutant Ninja.
I'm not a fan. Let me ask you a question, Rob.
I'll entertain a question.
How do you do it?
Well,
what do you do?
A lot of it is physical beauty.
Do you do this individually?
The birthdays?
Do you know how disingenuous it is? I mean, I know you think it's good, but it's like when I turn on my... Is it better to not do it? It's better to, I don't know.
You see, what happens is now Facebook has made it easy when you go to
your Well, first of all, we do it on the show every week, and it's become a very, very pleasurable experience
for a lot
of people.
Yeah, to those people who have, they correspond. But Facebook has made it so easy because now on your homepage, every day it gives you a list of birthdays. That's right.
Now, how do you do it?
I did it.
Does it go out on them? Do your birthday greetings go? Jesus Christ, Facebook, can you just open up? Facebook is
really
really beginning to piss me off because technologically they suck ass. Yeah. They really do. So, I forget
sluggish.
On a smartphone. Forget trying to get any information on a smartphone.
Worst
that's
app
gone.
In the world.
There any chance of doing that? And a lot of people like to have that ability.
Yeah.
But I've got a powerful laptop here, and I just like
same thing.
Meanwhile, they're let's go timeline. Let's change. How about a little more focus? Like the good people at this company.
Hi,
how
Apple.
About focusing on your technological, way of getting things done?
Make it work.
On your home, on your homepage there,
on your news feed,
there's a little birthday present in the upper right, and if you click it now, it'll say so and so is having a birthday. Would you like to write on their wall?
So you actually have to take the time to go in and look at that, and then just click, click, click.
Two clicks.
But it's like your standard greeting. Hi, I'm Rob. Happy birthday.
Well, I try to write something different every day, but I do copy and paste. And if it's someone that is near and dear to me,
of course.
I will like today.
Where do I click on it?
Click on there's a birthday present in the upper right.
Do you even bother putting their name in?
Sometimes.
Wait, I'm on my news feed.
Today is my cousin Wes's birthday.
Right.
Yeah, if it's a
Where is my birthday present?
Up top to the right-hand side. Scroll up.
Scroll up a little bit.
And so, also like a big supporter and listener.
I'm up at the
Eric
top
Quick
of my
today.
Page.
Birthday today for Eric Quick. I wrote a little something
to
him.
I get that, but everyone else gets a cut
no.
and paste.
No, I want to figure it out on my own.
I'd rather not get
me.
A cut and paste.
Well, then next year you won't.
Oh, no, I don't want a cut and paste.
I think it's better than nothing, is it not? This is the modern day
I get my messages. I get the world icon.
Oh, now Rob's getting up. This is what's going to get
him. He never would have done that when he was lighter.
Don't make Rob get up.
He was heavier, rather. Where's it? Right don't there. Do it. Show me.
Show
Teach.
The man. Show the man.
Oh, all right.
See that
little,
birthday present?
Little tiny right, gift.
Let me see how many I got today. Okay.
Little tiny wrapped gift.
All right. So Rich Ronick.
Yeah. Rich Ronick?
H-R-O-N-I-K.
It's a mythical creature like a unicorn. Oh, he said Ronick. I thought he called it a Rich Ronick. He lives in Atlantis.
What? And I'm clicking on it, and it's not doing it.
Yeah,
it's
it'll
forever.
Be. But
what
in 5 or 10 minutes,
is,
it'll be up.
Is this window, and it'll say, "Would you like to write on their timeline?" And I think today's very clever greeting was "Birthday, yo, have a great one."
Really?
Yeah, not my
so
best
hip
day.
Of you.
Thank you. Well, I run with a.
So
hip
how many
crowd.
Did you send out? 10?
All of them, whatever there were. I don't know.
Do you have any genuine friendships?
No. There's nothing about me that's genuine. I'm quite fond of Mark. Yeah, I call him one of my leading acquaintances. Brad.
Right. There you go.
I have my Brad.
Yeah, we are acquaintances, you and
I. Do you tweet?
But very good ones. Oh, no, I hate Twitter.
I don't tweet.
I'm not fond of it.
Does anybody tweet
in
this room?
I'm going to come around
like once a week.
You tweet once in a while.
Yeah. Once in a while? I don't tweet because I don't know how.
Yeah.
I don't pay attention to it.
It's just a lot. I mean, I don't have that much to say.
I do. It just doesn't do it for me.
See, the problem for me with Twitter is hard to get on the computer and browse. Facebook is all about browsing and seeing what people are going on.
It really is amazing. I mean, if you are a person that really has a lot to say and you want to communicate with a ton of people, that's a great way to get your message out. I just don't have that much to say.
Yeah. You know what Mayor Barry calls tweeting?
What?
Twaggin.
No, he doesn't.
I saw that today. This
Twaggin.
In the Southeast, we call it twaggin.
Why is it twaggin?
Tweeting and tagging.
Hold on. Let me look it up. Let me look the story because it was Marion Barry. I just don't want to know that down in the Southeast, we twag. We don't tweet. We twag.
You wearing a hat, Mayor?
I'm wearing a hat. Just want to say I'm smiling and twagging.
All right. Hey, do you like to do a hashtag?
I don't know what that hashtag. I don't do that no more.
No, it's part of twagging.
I don't know. I stay away from any drugs. No hash for
no,
me.
No, it's part of Twitter. Right. You do like a number sign, Mayor.
He wins the primary. All right. Now, hold on a second. I'm trying to find the twagging. Maybe it's on Snopes.
Snopes?
No.
So many terms.
I'm having my issues with the internets today. I truly am.
What does the good mayor tweet about? What are his hot topics? Do you recall any
all
of the things?
The tweet was about twagging. Twagging that he was going to call. Hold on.
Let me tweeting
was
it twag?
How
was
old it a
is
twag
the
about
mayor
tweeting?
Now?
God, he's got to be 70?
Is he
70,
older
Mike?
Than that?
He's older than 70.
But
he's,
he looks good.
Right? He looks fantastic.
Healthy. And Ward 8 is like heaven.
Here we go. All right. Twaggin.
Twaggin.
Mayor, all right, hold on a second. It was probably never in doubt that Marion Barry would cruise past four challengers en route to winning the Democratic primary last night and all but guaranteeing himself a third term representing Ward 8.
It's like heaven.
On the D.C. Council. The mayor for life could barely contain his enthusiasm. Shortly before polls closed at 8 p.m., Barry's Twitter account exploded with life. The tweets exuded classic Barry braggadocio, and seemingly every compliment was greeted with an instant retweet. Of course, Barry 72 has admitted he doesn't tap out his own tweets. Instead, he dictates many of them to his aides.
He says he was bubbling with enthusiasm. Mike, you are a cunning mimic. Can you give us what you think it would sound like?
Because I've never heard that.
When Mayor Barry is bubbling with enthusiasm, how would that sound?
I don't know. We're Ward 8. We're going to be council member for life. Very excited.
Dictate
and they've
a
got
tweet.
The Mayor Barry's election night tweets here.
Right. Oh, good.
All right. And I never said I was a master tweeter, council member Marion Barry. Ward 8 once said, but last night, whoever runs his Twitter account certainly was. And it writes here, I said, this is supposed to come from Mary Berry.
So mm-hmm. he dictated
Southeast, this. Soufeast. Southeast, where you at?
Turn on the autocorrect.
Time to blow up Twitter and let them hear our voice. At 17 hours ago. And
that is autocorrect.
I found what twagging means.
Oh, it's a real term.
There's something behind that. It's a combination of two words.
Tweeting and tagging.
No, it's tweeting with swag.
Ooh, like swagger?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Well, like swagger. Okay.
Yeah.
Twagging.
So Marion Barry is basically crushing the Twitter primary tonight. Twagging. So, I just want to say I'm happy. I'm so happy that I'm twagging for everybody. Mayor Barry's eagle is soaring tonight. Mayor Barry is trending. That's some bad stuff.
Oh.
Stuff white people can't say.
Wow, really?
And then one other guy writes, y'all surprised Marion Barry won? Y'all must not have been born and raised around here.
That's right.
Well, you know, ironically,
around Southeast.
Ironically, I was born and raised in Washington, D.C., and I find it more beguiling than a Rubik's Cube.
And then he writes very nicely.
I don't understand.
Thank you, Ward 8. We know how far we have come.
Wait, you're supposed to be bubbling with enthusiasm, Mayor.
Thank you, Ward 8.
There we go.
We know how far we have come. We're not the last and the least. We are the greatest. And then there's a lovely There's a lovely picture of him in his green T-shirt. I guess green was his color for his election.
I like when a politician wears a T-shirt over a dress shirt. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a good look. That's twagging right there.
Congratulations to Marion Barry. We are very delighted that he did that.
Four more years, Mike.
Yay!
And it looks like we're going to have a done deal as far as the Republican primary as well.
Yeah. Right.
Where Mitt Romney has now pretty much locked it up, and they're saying that Rick Santorum will fade away. One thing I will be delighted not to have to look at anymore, and she did it again last night, is that unbelievable looking at him like he's Jesus. That one, I think it's his daughter that stands off to the side on stage with Rick Santorum, and the look is always like this. This is it. This is the look, really. It's like, oh, Father, Christ, Jesus, our Lord and Savior, has sent you. My Father. It's like, swear to Christ.
Religious adoration.
Do you know what Mitt had to say about the primaries
what
yesterday?
What did he say?
These are pancakes. I'm in Rosemont, Illinois.
Right.
I just got these pancakes from a restaurant called... pancakes, eggs, etc.
So obviously he's excited.
Play on words.
You know, not that we do. I know Rob loves the Jimmy Kimmel, and I happen to look at Jimmy Kimmel a little bit. Jimmy Kimmel on the Ann Curry hating bandwagon a little bit.
Nice.
You see,
everybody
last night that he took isolated shots of Ann Curry, and he's got the technology to do this, which is great.
He might have the best tech staff of any of the late night shows.
He takes the raw footage when Sarah Palin is talking, and he zoomed in on Ann Curry's completely ill at ease, awkward face, and it rocked. And I'm like, thank God. I mean, here's a guy that's doing what we do in our living.
Yeah,
he's doing it on national television, and he zoomed in on her, and it was
great.
Incredible. And all the looks on Ann Curry's face were where she's like,
yeah,
but I'm
smile.
Thinking that might not just be Sarah Palin, that might be her in general.
And also, you know, TV alert, DVR alert, tomorrow the Octomom returns to talk to Ann Curry.
God,
and
gross.
If you want a pile of suck, this has all the earmarks.
I don't
all
want
the
a
earmarks
suck.
For excellent. I'm going to twag about
what,
it.
One reviewer wrote yesterday that for all her faults, Sarah Palin has proven what we all knew anyway, and that is the lack of personality in Ann Curry.
Yeah,
yeah, right.
Yeah, 100%. Right. But I'll tell you one thing about Sarah Palin, and this is where she gets high marks for me.
Right.
The body is still there.
Yeah.
Because she was wearing, please. Like, black slacks, and she did. She looked good.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one.
The only, you know a woman is hot on, or you're at least curious about the hotness of a woman.
Right.
When you're watching the four shot that they have on the Today Show, this is yesterday morning, and I'm saying to myself, boy, I would love to be in that back row just to get a really, really good look at her ass.
Yeah.
Because that's what you do.
She's on that low-carb diet. We learned that from Game Change.
Well, that was way back during the election, so we don't know what she's done right now. But I think she's probably she's working out.
Whatever it is, it's working.
Do you think she's sloppy?
Give it a meal or two.
Let me ask you, Mr. You like the bucket to come along?
Yes.
Sarah Palin. Right. Be impossible to... you know, to have any motivation, though, when she opens her mouth. You know, when she'd be like,
"Yeah,
well, I'm so happy we're all here." Like
she would
that.
Only
oh,
need to open
up.
It for a second.
But you know what? She still seems like...
I think she's attractive. She's extremely attractive.
Do you think she'd look good naked?
I don't think we'd be disappointed.
I think that...
I do think she'd look good naked.
You know what?
Buzz, you think every woman looks good naked.
I think you'd look good naked.
You do. You believe every woman.
I'd have to...
I would guess very neatly manicured everywhere.
Do you think so neat as to be smooth?
I think that a lot of times in the Alaskan countryside.
Why is that gross? Because she's older?
No, I just.
Because she's older?
I would have to find out if she had a C-section or not.
Well,
that's where she sits.
No,
when she
it's
goes
first
to
of all,
theater.
First of all, it's that way.
I don't know.
Yeah.
And secondly,
it that can be done. There are doctors that do that magnificently.
Really?
Yeah.
You've been, I am sure, with your resume of strip joints, you have been to strip joints where women have had the C-section.
Mark,
you just haven't been able to see it.
But a scar kills it for you.
No, I just don't like all that mess.
Oh, a scar kills it for me.
No, no, it's you know.
Like
what?
I was in a West Virginia joint one time, and seriously, I'm like, you know, I mean, what did you deliver that child yourself with a can opener?
Oh,
really?
I mean, oh, there was a scar.
Looked
seriously,
like the child fought to get out.
Oh my God, this thing was it was raised, and it looked like
that's not good.
Looked like a bloodworm going across the bottom of her
without
stomach.
Getting into gory detail. There's nothing a C-section scar can be almost imperceivable.
Yeah, well, that's what they pride themselves on that. The doctors that do that type of thing, they pride themselves on being able to hide it a little bit. But,
but she's older, so if she had one back then.
She had six kids.
Had six kids?
It could be kind of nasty down there.
Jesus, put in a zipper.
Doesn't she have five or six kids?
Do we even know do we even know she had a C-section? She might have.
No, we're just assuming.
How many kids might have come in through the canal.
She's had Bristol.
Yes.
Which one?
Jethro.
Twig. What's it?
Twig. Yeah, it is Trig.
Trig. That's it.
Moon pie. Whatever's the. Isn't there one that's in Iraq? Right?
Yeah.
So three.
Yeah.
No, but then I thought you had two girls and two boys and a little kid.
And how do you get six out of that?
We should know. He does.
I don't know. It just seems like a lot of
work. Babies come and go at that house.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Well, she's. I don't think about her politically anymore. I just think about that.
I think that, you know, there's a lot of small aircraft in Alaska and they've got to land somewhere. And that is my theory.
I found here, excuse me, five children.
Five.
Track, five. Bristol, Willow.
Hold it, Track?
Yes, T-R-A-C-K.
Track.
Must be the one in Iraq.
Why do you name a child Track?
Maybe you're a racing enthusiast.
Well, all these names are unusual.
Because you're saving Trig for later.
I was going to say better than Trick. She was on heroin.
Track to
my dear. She has Track, Bristol, Willow, Piper, and Trig.
Five kids.
Five kids.
She spewed out five kids.
Yeah.
Which isn't, you know, really a bad number, I imagine. But didn't she have her latest one like at 40 something?
That is more than I thought.
Yeah. How old is she?
Five.
Let's see.
She might be 48.
Mayor Barry is 72.
What does that have to
49?
Do
with just 48, 49. We learned that
she's very attractive for her age.
Might need the honeymoon tuck.
I'm going to need a sec.
What is the honeymoon
tuck? Pulled up the wrong page.
It
was an album by Cat Stevens.
They make the opening smaller.
That's known as the daddy stitch.
Before we go to break, folks, it's very important for me to start to promote this next item. I know it's not until June, but I want you to save the date. It is the second Saturday, June 9th. June 9th is the ride for Fisher House. We talk about it all the time, but this is a wonderful organization that provides housing for families of the military when they come back from serving, so that the families can be with their loved one while they are undergoing treatment at our medical facilities around the country. Fisher House really is, when I first got involved with them, I did a lot of research to see what is an organization that puts the money right to work and puts the money back right away. And because of the way this charity is set up, it does that, and you can immediately see a difference by the money that goes into Fisher House. So what we're asking you to do, if you are a biker, if you ride, I don't care whether it's a crotch rocket, a trike, one of those beasts that RJ rode on one day.
Scooters.
Whether you got a sidecar, we will not accept bicycles. I'm sorry, you have to have an engine powering what you do.
That's a different
event. How about a moped?
But this is going to be, you're not going to ride?
I won't ride, but I'll be involved.
Would you ride on the back?
Of a babe, yeah.
Okay. Would you ride on the back if it was a lady?
Yes.
You would ride on the back of
it? You know what? I'll ride. Why not?
Well, I think we're going to be distributing everybody around.
You're
going to
have two bikes.
Yeah. We have the beginning location is going to be Patriot Harley-Davidson.
Right, and then we're going to
Wrap it up at Jimmy's.
That's right, and I'm meeting with Lyndon tomorrow.
And we're going to have more details as they come up, but I do want you to save that date of June 9th. Mm-hmm. That is the ride for the house, and we're excited about that.
You need not ride to participate either. You can be at the launch or the destination.
Right.
I will be at the at the launch. And then
No, you're going to be at the destination.
I'll be at both places, see.
I'm just kidding.
What are you doing?
I just don't.
Rob, you are the destination.
Oscar knows what I think when I hear you're going to be at you're going to be at the outset.
That I'm going to cut.
That you're going to go home afterwards.
That's right, Mike. Just going to go home and masturbate
and nap and nap and then return.
Well, yeah, and then charge up and maybe try to go again.
Right.
I'll be there for the launch.
Your reputation precedes.
And then
you.
I'm going to be spinning records at Jimmy's at the end per your request.
Okay.
Bob.
Don't get mad at me.
Don't get mad.
You're right. You're right. We had this discussion.
We
before.
Did. Remember?
I know.
It's
gonna be great.
I like to give you a hard
That's
time.
That's right.
I enjoy that. So it wraps up at Jimmy's.
I will play six records at Jimmy's.
But
and
Jimmy's
then I'm
is
going
our
to go home.
Jimmy is Jimmy's our destination.
Yes, it is.
Okay, that's our final destination. In between, we're still we're still narrowing down.
What is that? A dime in your throat?
The locations in between. that we do, and so the stops, and you each get, it's a poker run.
Right. Yes.
So what you do is you get a card at each stop, and then at the end, we've got a wonderful prize for the winning hand,
right.
And it's a great day. Mm-hmm. Usually the weather cooperates with us, so it's a beautiful day to ride a bike with friends, and thanks to the Harley Owners Group.
My kids just love seeing the bikes.
It's a lot
so
of
fun. It's so cool awesome. To come out and see it
and
happen.
Listen, I don't have the radio behind me this year, so I got to make sure that you podcast people, much like you did with the State Theater, that you get the word out
right.
to all your biker friends. We were supposed to hand out flyers at the State Theater on Saturday night, but somebody forgot that that is
sorry,
exactly
Mike.
What I had told. No. No, see, play some more music. See if we can get it right.
There must be someone who forgot. Who could it be?
Let's see who forgot.
I take full responsibility.
I'm not so sure it was his fault.
Somebody had a lot of things on his plate.
Yes. Yeah.
And I didn't yell at him on Saturday night because
it was a good plate.
You know, we were 5 minutes from going on stage and stuff, and it was like, and his brother was there, and his family was there, and
no time
I didn't want
to
say
single anyone.
But
out.
I was kind of curious as to where the breakdown in communication had.
I told you then.
What was the part when I said, are you going to have those flyers ready for Saturday night for the ride for the house?
Well, somehow that's where the communication breakdown happened because I didn't realize that's when we wanted them. I just completely dropped the ball on that.
We were going to hand them out. We were going to hand them out to everybody in the
right.
audience, but it didn't work out. So now we're behind the eight ball, as far as I'm concerned.
It'll work out.
We got to get those things out. You got to take them with you. I'm going to give you all a stack. You meet somebody that rides
done
a motorcycle.
Done.
Hand them when you're going out to bars, restaurants.
I'll put them under
you
windshield washers.
No,
wipers.
don't do the wiper thing because okay. I hate that because I throw those away.
And besides, really, not a lot of motorcycles with windshield wipers.
No,
true.
No, that's true. In fact,
some
no,
do.
No, really?
Yeah, I've seen. Yeah, with the ones with the windshield,
with
I've seen the little wiper. Yeah.
I've had a windshield, but I've got a detachable. I don't know about that, but it's going to be a great day.
Perfect day.
And then I'm so glad that my buddy Jimmy is hosting the end party for this.
Yeah.
Me too. So get your motorcycle ready for the second Saturday in June. It's
Will
June
it be
9th.
Awkward when you get there with your wife and with their affair?
Oh, no, because it's Jimmy.
Okay.
He can climb on her whenever he wants to.
Nice. Oh, wow. I think that's very giving of you.
I look at it. We'll take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right after this app rape body.
Little things that you do make me glad.
Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. A lot of people don't try to lose weight because they believe they will fail. But Weight Not gives you quick results. You're motivated to keep on going. We talk about it all the time. Even our personal doctors are telling us it's a great way to eat. 855-WEIGHT-NOT, 855-934-4486, or WeightNot.com. Unbelievable results. You can believe it.
Believe.
And now, let's without further ado, let's get right to it. And let's open up the audio vault for today, Wednesday, April 4, 2012.
I have a nomination for the 911 call of the month.
Oh, boy, that's exciting.
This is good. What do you think are some good reasons to call 911? Perhaps if someone's in danger, someone is ill, if someone is texting during the audio vault, you might want to call 911.
I was texting our guest for the next show.
But don't call 911 if you're unhappy with the food you got at Hardee's.
Yes, ma'am. I need to see if I can get an officer to come to the Family Dollar and the liquor store and the IGA store up here.
By the way, if you really want to hang where all the cool people are,
that's
go to
right.
where the IGA, the Family Dollar, and the liquor store all converge.
That's a good time, man.
All right, back to the 911 call.
Yes, ma'am. I need to see if I can get an officer to come to the Family Dollar and the liquor store and the IGA store up here so I can talk to them about something that's going on.
Ma'am, did you call 911 from payphone?
Yeah, but I could hear you, but you couldn't hear me. Ma'am?
What's going on?
I had ordered some food from Hardee's over here, and the food is no good. And the girl told me when I called her back that I could bring it back and get my money on it. Now she's telling me she can't do anything until
Get my money on it.
Get my money on it.
I can call back and get my money on it.
Where is this again?
This
West Virginia?
Yeah, it might as well be. They didn't mention
good
a state.
Good Lord.
Well, you know, I had to work for 7 hours today to get that money just to eat a sandwich. And I just got out of the hospital yesterday. And they can give me my money back.
Right, how,
I only took a small
how large is
the burger
she?
And it's nasty.
How not, large is
she's
she?
She's got the meth figure.
She does?
Yes, really? and I very
You saw a video of her?
I saw a photograph of her. Okay. I actually saw her mugshot because she was arrested for abuse of the 911 system.
Oh,
so
good.
Even if your Hardee's burger is, as she says, nasty, don't call 911. Yes.
There are certain facts that we deal with in society that you have to be so... Where does she live? Where is she?
She lives near the Family Dollar.
But I mean, where you don't realize that doesn't... I thought that was the universal one.
You would think.
That you would call 911 to report a bad burger.
Yeah, and she can't get on her money
back. Incidentally, isn't another sign of the redneck when you call a hamburger a sandwich?
Yeah.
I just wanted to get a sandwich. No, it's not a sandwich. No. It's ground pink slime between two round buns.
Does it say within that story if she ate most of the sandwich or not?
She took one bite.
Because that's a big thing.
She said she took one bite.
And this is not the best breakfast I've ever had.
It's nasty.
Your sign says 100% guaranteed. Do they teach you that here? Mister, I'm going to kick 100% of your ass.
They teach that to you? Brad.
Brad.
Did you stay with the Today Show long enough to see Matt Lauer versus Ryan Seacrest?
I did not. I did not see that.
The rumor mill is saying that they're grooming Seacrest to come in to replace Lauer. Uh-huh. And I think what was implied is that Matt's in a big contract negotiation.
Right.
He is.
And they're saying maybe this is what's going to get Ann Curry kicked out. So they put Lauer and Seacrest together. They're on set to discuss it. And here's Lauer v. Seacrest, number one.
What kind of conversations have you had with NBC about joining the Today Show?
Oh, they didn't tell you?
That's why you're here.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've worked with the E! Network for years, and NBC Universal and E! Are the same family. And so the plan is for me to join the NBC family and continue to have a role at the E! Network. The first assignment will be to join the primetime team for the Olympics on NBC.
Yeah, you didn't answer the question. So the question was, what conversations have you had with NBC officials about joining this program?
Just conversations.
I want names and dates.
I love Lauer.
Yeah.
I love Lauer. He's got balls.
With four people to your right who are on the floor, but they were mostly about filling in to do weather. So Al should be doing this interview.
So they might be grooming him for weather, but that's a good way to get him
in.
Or is NBC using the Seacrest scare to keep Lauer's contract under control? Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what they did. Right. Incidentally, that's how it works.
Right.
You're always used. Either you're used or they use somebody
or both
to keep your contract demands in line. That really was the main reason. And here's a little peek behind the curtain. That was the reason that Don and I had a feud with Opie and Anthony.
Right.
It's no secret that that they had used us when Opie and Anthony were negotiating a new contract. They had used us to keep those guys in line. Well, if you don't want to do it, these guys are ready, and that's why the bad blood started in the first place. That's what we think.
It continues, and pardon me, allergies.
Dime in your throat?
Yeah. Payback. A cork. but it turns out they claim to be friends, but I hear just a little bit of friction between them. I think Lauer doesn't like having him there.
Do you see yourself doing a job like this? I don't know. I see you doing this for as long as you want to.
Kiss ass.
So maybe the question is
that's an awful
Wouldn't
it.
You really just say, "Hey Ryan,
yeah,
f off."
Yeah.
Yeah.
You little germ.
The hesitancy in his answer alone gives it away.
Seacrest is it. But you know what? This is also network level. They're not going to do anything that ain't pre-recorded, pre-rehearsed. They know what's going on.
And you know what? I hate to say it. Seacrest is so good at what he does that he almost pulls this off.
You mean on the Idol? Or?
Yeah, even this. Yeah. I mean, he's a good broadcaster. Yeah, I don't have to like him. But
Seacrest is like, in my opinion, just he just jumps around. He says no to nothing.
Well, he's Dick
and,
Clark.
You know, and
he's aspired to become Dick
that's
Clark.
That's what he wants. And he's like, and he bumped out Rick Dees, and he's doing the exact same show Rick Dees did.
Yeah, I'm not very
only
happy
a little
about
younger.
That.
That's, I don't begrudge him that and all that. But Seacrest is just like, hey, yeah. can I do this? Can I do this?
He
can
wants
I do
it
this?
All.
You know, he wants it all.
I love him.
I hate guys like that.
He's amazing.
Why do you think he's amazing? You're just saying that. Are you just saying that to work me?
I've always said that.
You love him?
I've said that when he was... When he first started just doing when he was on radio at Star in California, I thought he was a great DJ.
He is a good DJ. I think he's a good, he's not a funny DJ.
No.
That's, see, I like, right. I think a good DJ is a funny DJ.
Thank you, Mike.
I think you might want to think about that.
Will you be on the Today Show?
I don't know what that means.
Felt like saying it. Just wanted to hurt.
Well, funny you mention because fans and myself included think you should be here for years to come.
Look, can I say something that I think is important to just say real quickly? First of all, I think you'd be great at this job.
Thank you.
And secondly, we have discussed, Ryan and I are friendly. We have talked about
not
this.
Friends.
Friendly.
Yeah. Friendly.
There is no tension here.
There's no tension. Matter of fact, when the story came out, you and I spoke and had dinner right after that. And there's nobody better than you.
Well, you're very
you
nice. And by the way, I bought dinner, which I thought was completely inappropriate.
I agree.
Something's up.
Yeah, it sure is.
Something's afoot on that whole show. There's crap going on that show.
But don't
I can
you
tell.
Love that Lauer had to handle that? And he did a great job with it, I think.
Right.
They made a mistake to let him go somehow.
On a radio note, friend of mine that I worked with, worked closely with, and was a big believer in me, Jeff Bowden, who is was over at Citadel/Cumulus at my old radio station. I just read this morning where he was out, and I just want to say he's one of the good guys, and I hope this gets back to him, because I wish him the very, very best of luck.
He's
and
a good guy.
You know, it was really tough for all of us over there with the change, and you know. And it's just unfortunately.
Good guys in radio, you can count them on one hand.
Well, yeah.
I just hope they replaced him with somebody good.
No comment. Thank you very much. Thank you. Let's move on.
Let's move on.
Let's take a pause.
Next up.
Keith Olbermann.
What a dick they replaced him with. Sorry. There we go. Thank
Keith Olbermann, speaking of which, has been fired from Current TV. That's the Al Gore channel.
Now, Keith Olbermann apparently has a track record that he cannot play nice with others.
And I think that he does not exactly cop to it. He was on Letterman last night, and this is his explanation of what happened. It starts like he's taking the blame. And then he kind of spins out and he dodges it, and it's played in true Dave fashion.
I screwed up.
Oh. But wait.
I screwed up really big on this. Let's just start there.
All right.
I thought we could do this.
Mm-hmm.
It's my fault that it didn't succeed in the sense that I didn't think the whole thing through. I didn't say, you know, if you buy a $10 million chandelier, you should have a house to put it in.
Mm-hmm.
Just walking around with a $10 million chandelier isn't going to do anybody a lot of good.
No.
And it's not going to do any good to the chandelier.
Right.
And then it turned out we didn't have a lot to put the house in, to put the chandelier in, or a building permit. And I should have known that.
Mm-hmm.
And
I know
it is my fault.
All right, I stopped
at heart.
You're the chandelier?
I'm the...
But that's kind of an odd analogy.
All right, here's exactly what he's saying. And then everybody in our business, we've been in the same situation. Yeah. This is a guy that went to a place where they didn't have the money to promote it properly and to get him out there. And so he went into oblivion. What was the... I mean, I don't even know where he was after he left MSNBC.
Current TV. I think it was
Al Gore's network.
I've never watched Current TV.
So You Think You Can Dance, I think.
And, you know, really, this should be... Republicans that listen to this show, and there are many of you that do that, and I appreciate everybody that listens to this show, you should take solace in the fact that there has never, ever been a broadcast enterprise that has a left-wing political slant that has succeeded monetarily in this country. They're all screwed up, and they're not, and that says something.
It was
to
a radio
me.
Company. What, Air it, America was
yeah, Air America was a disaster as well. Right. I mean, you do have left-wing shows that succeed, but
as
I
far
think
as a network.
Do you know really? My belief is you can't fight the Rush Limbaughs and the Sean Hannitys of this world with the same kind of programming on the left. What you have to do is you have to do what Bill Maher does. Mm-hmm. You have to incorporate the funny. The successful left-wing shows are Jon Stewart, are Bill Maher, and they have lots of funny to go along with it. They mock it. They mock it because once you try to take that, we're better than you are, we're holier than you are.
Can't do it.
People don't want to hear that. They don't want to listen to that. They love the hate on the right, and I think we like to laugh a little bit more on the left. That's what I think. As
I like
far
to
as
hate
that's
and
it.
Laugh.
Not laugh at everything. I'm talking about politically when we get in those arguments. Like Bill Maher, I would much rather listen to Bill Maher's attitude about politics than I would Rachel Maddow's. Rachel Maddow bores the crap out of me, and she's sanctimonious,
although
in my opinion.
I liked her back when she was K.D. Lang.
She was a great singer.
Buzz, are you going to cover Letterman's contract extension?
I am not.
Okay, let's just quickly mention, congratulations to David Letterman, who has extended to 2014 with CBS. Good news for us.
Okay.
Also, that means he has surpassed Johnny's record.
He will, yeah.
Because Johnny was on from 62 to 92.
But I will tell you, last night.
This will be 32 years, but over two different networks.
Congratulations today, but I will also say last night, sitting down and really logging some time with Kimmel.
Well, yeah.
That is a funny factory.
That's the future.
They are working so hard to bring the funny. And, you know, with Dave, I was thinking about this last night. Jay,
forget it.
It's not even worth the discussion.
Not a
issue.
But with Dave, it's like his hee-hee personality. It's all that. That's all it is. I mean, he has an occasional good bit does. But with Jimmy Kimmel, it's all about the writing.
It's consistent, really, and they do try. Dave is inconsistent because I think the show lives and dies by Dave's mood.
Exactly. Absolutely.
And
that's
when Dave
cool.
has a bad night, it's no good.
Right.
But anyway, I'm glad you brought up Kimmel because we've come to our final moment. And today actually is Jimmy Kimmel. Nice setup. Analyzing the presidential primary.
More primary elections were held in Wisconsin, Maryland, and Washington, D.C. today. It feels like this primary has been going on for how many states are there now? Mitt Romney was expected to sweep all three primaries, or at least hire a guy to sweep them for him, and he did. He swept. Most experts believe this was Rick Santorum's last chance at the nomination. Some top conservatives are urging him to pull out of the race, but Santorum has rebuffed those requests. He refuses to pull out. Apparently, he considers that a form of contraception, which he's...
And that, Mike, that is your Magic Audio Ball.
Thank you. We'll come back with Buzz and News right after this on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to MikeO'MaraShow.com, everybody. Let's bring him in here. Without further ado, here he is, Mr. Buzz Burbank with the news.
Thank you, Mike. We're brought to you today by Bova Furniture. Bova designed the beautiful living room set for our live stage show, and they can make your home a showcase, too. Bova Furniture, the largest contemporary furniture dealer in the Washington, D.C. area, with two locations here, Falls Church, Virginia, and Beltsville, Maryland. To find a store outside the D.C. area or to browse their amazing selection, visit BovaFurniture.com. Well, maybe you heard the news this week that our airlines have just scored their highest customer ratings in 22 years. Better baggage handling, on-time performance, etc. But don't break out the champagne.
I'm not.
As we enter the summer travel season, what the surveys really say is that the airlines mostly still suck, with some sucking less than others. Of the 15 airlines studied, Air Trans scored the best. Hawaiian came in second.
What are you doing?
I'm just smelling this pomegranate.
Go ahead, take a hit off
no,
that.
Or just after smelling it, don't feel like it.
Put a drop behind your ear.
No, thank you.
It smells like a walking, talking cordial.
Very good.
Mesa was second worst. Atlantic and Southeast tied for third worst. The once mighty United scored fourth worst,
wow.
And their new corporate partner, Continental, was the fifth worst performing
Can you give
airline.
Us those rankings again? I was looking at my booze.
Sure. The top ones were AirTran, Hawaiian, JetBlue.
AirTran was the top?
Yes. I flew them recently, and I was very impressed.
I fly AirTran semi-regularly, and I will tell you that the only thing with AirTran is I remember breaking through the clouds down in South Florida and looking down and seeing what appeared to be very rough sea underneath us, you know, on the bottom, and then realizing why it was rough as the wing like went right above my nose. It just, I mean, the plane almost, it didn't flip over, but I mean, it was just an amazing, like coming out of stable air to, oh my God, help me, oh my God.
And that entire airline run by transvestites, right?
Yeah.
Transair, yes.
Really, and I'm not trying to slam an airline, but if I would like to do my impression now of your average AirTran landing. Okay,
right.
Now close your eyes, everybody who's listening right now.
Right.
Not if you're driving, of course,
right.
But if you're listening, this is the engine on an AirTran, whatever they fly, and they usually fly those little MD-80s.
Eyes closed.
When it's landing. Land the goddamn plane, please.
Which is why Mike flies exclusively with Frontier Air.
If you, I am. In
are
August,
you,
I am. If you want to know what scares me most
he
on
never
an airplane,
learns.
When we're landing, is that happens. When they do thrust, thrust.
Right, they're just not quite sure of their
Excuse
speed.
Me a second, Buzz.
Yeah.
Frankie, shut up! Anyway, it's very, very scary when the plane does that. Yeah. So it's AirTran.
Right. They are number one. Hawaiian is second. JetBlue third. Frontier fourth. And Alaska fifth. So if you're traveling to Alaska or Hawaii, you're in pretty good shape.
So Frontier and JetBlue.
Yeah.
Flying them this year.
I always enjoy JetBlue as well.
I do too.
At the bottom of the list, American Eagle by a landslide. Yeah. Mesa was second worst. Atlantic and Southeast tied for third. United in fourth. Their new corporate partner, Continental, was in fifth place. The fifth worst
airline. Rob has audio of one of the JetBlue pilots too, commenting on the fact that they were in the top
Must
five
be
again.
Happy.
Very, very excited about it. Very, very thrilled.
I didn't know you were
going
to call for this, but yeah, here he is. This is, I believe he was a captain.
Yeah,
he's
a captain.
Say he is happy.
And then he went on to say,
"Hey, this is Eric Ronick from Black Gold."
I didn't know he could fly.
Yeah, he can do anything.
The General Services Administration, the government agency supposed to make sure you don't get fleeced on your tax dollars, has been fleecing you on your tax dollars. The congressional agency that conducts audits of other government agencies is itself in for an audit. Under George Bush, the head of that agency resigned after accusations that she tried to steer a contract to a friend using agency resources. Now, under Obama, we've learned of a conference in Vegas that could cost nearly $1 million at a time the country...
$1 million.
That's a hell of a fleecing.
Can't really afford that. And according to one lawmaker looking into this, that Vegas trip is just the tip of the iceberg, so we may be learning more.
Good. Get them. Go get them, boys.
President also has a problem with the Supreme Court. It started last year when Obama called out the justices for ruling that corporations have the same free speech rights as you, even though they have a lot more money than you and can afford more free speech in the political arena. It doesn't help that 5 of the 9 justices are conservative Republicans. Now, these two branches of government are tussling over health care. And Obama's latest comments to and about the court on this have almost gotten him in trouble. Listen to this. After Obama this week declared his confidence that the Supreme Court will uphold health care reform because it is constitutional, he said, a federal judge then ordered Obama's Justice Department to write a letter explaining just how this administration views the court's authority. The assignment was 3 pages, single-spaced. The Justice Department has now coughed up this letter acknowledging that the final decision does rest with the Supreme Court.
It's
like a scolding, a homework.
Well, I think we're in a period of time now where judges are legislating from the bench more than they ever have.
And Obama is saying the Supreme Court is doing the same thing in this case.
Yeah, well, if it follows, this is one thing I've learned in recent history of the United States. You know, whatever team you're on, if you're on, the George Bush team, look, the Supreme Court's not going to let you down.
Right.
The Supreme Court will not let you down.
Absolutely
they will
not.
Overturn health care. I don't believe the Supreme Court is going to. They used to surprise me, but they don't surprise me anymore. They
totally
vote right along the party lines.
People never really realize how powerful the courts can be.
Right.
And the fact that they don't end up with a short term of 4 or 8 years. They're there until they die.
Life.
People have accused me of picking on Arizona. It's not by design. Speaking of justice, Amnesty International is calling out Arizona for its tendency to put prisoners in solitary confinement at the drop of a hat. Apparently, Amnesty says solitary should only be used in extreme cases because it's so incredibly dehumanizing. Amnesty says Arizona's version of solitary confinement amounts to sensory deprivation that can lead to psychosis and other permanent damage, especially in children and the mentally ill.
I watched the ants, John. I told time by watching the ants.
All right, who can tell me the movie?
Okay.
All right. Head through the bars.
Okay.
How do I look?
Is that The Green Mile?
No.
The Shining.
How do I look?
I'm stumped.
Yeah. I am stumped.
That's Steve McQueen and Papillon.
Goes back away.
Old Thank school. You.
Just missed that one.
Talk about solitary.
I think that's pronounced Papillion.
Papillion. Papillon.
Arizona lawmakers have also passed a bill that would stop the government funding there of green energy conserving projects. But it's not just Arizona. Similar bills are being considered in Kansas, Tennessee, and even New Hampshire.
Is this just political?
Yeah.
That's so stupid.
It is.
They're talking about like funding technology that can help the world.
What the people who object to the green laws in Arizona are saying is this is the new world order trying to impose itself on us in Arizona, and we're not going to stand for it. Yeah. We're not going to play along with the new world order.
Whatever.
Use your iPhone to hook up, so it makes sense to store your condoms with it. There's a new iPhone case out that has a hidden condom storage compartment.
That's pretty cool.
Opencase.com.
Well, I mean, really, for all men, really, that are single, that are going out there, and you want to make sure that you always have protection, which I think is a fantastic idea.
It is.
I was watching The Doctors the other day, and a lady was talking about the fact that she got gonorrhea in her throat.
How do you suppose that happened?
Yeah, exactly.
I can't imagine.
Exactly. But, I mean, it'd be kind of cool to have, like, something that carried it in a conspicuous way.
Because we didn't have cell phones when I was a kid. So
inconspicuous way.
Right.
So I got a vasectomy when I was 14.
Congratulations.
This one's mainly for Mike and all the golfers. Finally, the Masters Golf Tournament opens today with a practice round there at Augusta National.
Be listening to tomorrow's show. We're going to have our annual Masters tribute.
That is wonderful. Excellent. Well, the excitement has already
begun.
That's
right, friends.
And you know, if it's been your lifelong dream to attend the Masters and your dog eats your tickets, what do you do? What do you do?
What do you do?
Well, in the case of Russ Berkman of Seattle, Washington, there was only one option. Instead of taking his chances on Sierra's digestive system, he gave the dog hydrogen peroxide, which vets say is a safe way to induce vomiting in animals. Russ did just that and then sifted through the ERP so he could piece the tickets back together. He then photographed the reassembled mess and sent a picture to the Masters officials who have since issued him replacement tickets.
That's rocks. Oh, yeah. Way to go, dude. Way to go. I'm proud of you.
No one will be asking to smell his fingers, except maybe his dog.
Wow.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Regurgitation unlike any other.
Our show today was brought to you by
Encore
Insurance Services LLC. Even if you already have life insurance, you might be paying too much.
Encore
may be able to help. For a free quote, visit smartterm.com. Call 866-347-5748. Do it today. They help our show. Can you please get a free quote for your life insurance?
Please.
Can you give them? Can we get 10 of you to call them like right now?
Just check them out.
Here's the phone number, 866-347-5748. Make this happen for us today if you have even thought about life insurance and whether you ought to tweak it or whether you ought to get it.
And you should, then.
Please call Encore today. 866-347-5748. They have been wonderful to us.
Sure
be wonderful to them. And you might be surprised how much money you'll save in the process. They compare rates to help you save. Licensing and disclaimer info at smartterm.com.
Encore!
Insurance Services. We'll be back with another one tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Thank you.